With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Dan Wenk plans to retire next March, ending a 44-year career with the National Park Service. The park announced his retirement plans today. Wenk says he has several projects he wants to finish before he leaves Yellowstone, where he's been superintendent since 2011. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is offering up to $2,000 for information about a grizzly bear shooting death north of Libby. Nikki Boulette reports.
Officials retrieved the carcass of a juvenile grizzly found dead on Forest Road 4859 in the Kootenai National Forest. Dylan Tabish is a spokesperson for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks.
The carcass was retrieved on May 28th, and investigators so far believe the grizzly bear was killed along that road sometime around the evening of May 20th.
FWP and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are asking for anyone with information about the case or suspicious activity in the Barren Bristow Creek area to call 1-800-TIP-MONT. A cash reward may be available for information that leads to a conviction. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
A home health care worker in Great Falls is charged with threatening a patient with a knife and burning down the house in which they both lived. Bail was set at $100,000 for 41-year-old Holly Lasher, and both the prosecution and defense agreed a mental health evaluation was needed to determine if she was fit to stand trial. The Montana Supreme Court has agreed to hear the appeal of a Florence pain doctor who was convicted in the overdose deaths of two patients. Attorney Josh VandeWettering asked the Supreme Court to accept Chris Christensen's appeal, saying he missed the deadline because he filed it with the district court in Hamilton rather than with the Supreme Court. The Ravalli Republic reports justices on Tuesday gave VandeWettering 30 days to file notice of appeal. Christensen was convicted of two counts of negligent homicide and 20 other felonies. Prosecutors said he prescribed pain medication and other drugs in dangerous combinations to patients at his clinic in Florence. His 10-year prison sentence was stayed pending appeal. When the appeal deadline passed, District Judge Jeffrey Langton ordered Christensen jailed. A bail reduction hearing is set for June 6th. A Montana judge dismissed deliberate homicide charges against two men after earlier vacating their convictions. This because DNA evidence from the 1994 crime scene matched another man serving a life sentence for a 2015 double homicide. District Judge Kathy Seeley's order today allows the state to refile charges against Freddie Joe Lawrence and Paul Jenkins if prosecutors believe the evidence warrants. Meanwhile, the state is investigating David Wayne Nelson as a suspect in the death of Donna Marr west of Helena. All that because the Montana Innocence Project presented new DNA evidence in March. Lawrence and Jenkins were released from custody with several conditions. Those conditions were lifted with today's order. A Billings construction company has been fined $8,000 for an incident in which a worker was killed after being struck by a concrete beam that broke loose. The Billings Gazette reports that the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration issued two citations to Fisher Construction following an investigation of the fatal January incident. 39-year-old David Shepard died in the accident. The citations weren't directly in relation to Shepard's death, but the administration's Billings Area Director Art Hazen said they arose from the agency's investigation of his death.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Officials say national security concerns require the repairing of a northern Idaho road in important grizzly bear habitat near the Canadian border and lifting travel restrictions on law enforcement. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says Bog Creek Road would be used by officials to prevent illegal activities, but the east-west road in the Selkirk Mountains would remain closed to the public. The agency and the U.S. Forest Service today released a draft environmental impact statement for about 6 miles of the road. The plan also closes about 26 miles of Forest Service roads to motor vehicles in the area that's in the Selkirk Grizzly Bear Recovery Zone. Public comments are being taken through July 16th. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.